welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. And today, as this goes up, we will be just back from the Mother Earth News Fair in Asheville, North Carolina.
And that's one of our favorite things to do, is to go to the Mother Earth News Fair.
And this is the first year we have gone to this location. They have, I don't know, 6-7 locations around the country, and they will do a fair over a weekend, a Saturday, Sunday. Before this, we have always gone to the one in Topeka in the fall.
Yeah, but that's always something really to look forward to.
It is.
And last year we weren't able to go in October, so we decided to pick a different one.
We did, and it's just, this fair has really been a place where we expand our knowledge base. And there are usually, I think 6 or 7 stages going on at any given time, and different presenters from around the country who will teach about, 45 minutes or so worth of their knowledge and share that. And we just go from
place to place,
and learn so much. And it is exhausting and exhilarating all in the same weekend.
Because there's so much information. And I tend to go to most of the gardening sessions. That's kind of the track that I usually, but I'll jump around and go to, we go to some business sessions.
Yeah, I tend to do the food.
Yeah, and there's a food
marketing
stage, which is awesome.
Health. There are usually presenters about using natural health support, herbs, tinctures. I've learned so much from those presenters. And it's also a fun weekend for us because our friends, Martha and Cheryl, who you've heard on the podcast previously, they usually are there and go along with us. So it's just a fun weekend.
Yeah, it's fun to share that with them. And we all have diverse interests. And so we can get so much information between the four of us, because a lot of times we'll all go to a different session.
Right. And so then we come back together and compare notes.
Then
and
we
talk about
a little debriefing.
Here's what I learned. Yes, a little debriefing. But they have a bookstore, which, of course, is one of my favorite places. We usually come back with an armload of books. And I do refer to them. I don't often read them cover to cover, but I do use them as reference materials.
Yeah, they're really good reference books. And I have a lot of market gardening and pest control and all those fun things.
And they will have a marketplace with just booth after booth after booth of tools, and they had one that has
tools.
Worm castings and honeybee products and information and equipment and
tractors, you name it,
right?
Ice log
cream
splitters. everything that you would need from a small farm to a large farm.
Yes,
they have everything, and it's like our place.
It is. It's our tribe.
But let's back up just a little bit and talk about how we got started
we got connected to Mother Earth News. Mother Earth News magazine has been around since the 70s, I believe, and started small, but is now fairly expansive. And they also publish Grit, Mother Earth Living, Cappers Weekly, several others. We get 3 of their magazines on a regular basis. And then they host these fairs. And we've been subscribers to Mother Earth News for many years.
Yeah, a long time.
And in one of those, I flipped it open. I usually read that cover to cover. And they were asking for bloggers about honeybees.
Mm-hmm. And we had just started beekeeping. We had, like the year before.
And I had been doing a bit of writing, a bit of blogging here and there, but nothing serious. It was just, you know, kind of dinking around with it, I guess, for lack of a better word. And before I could talk myself out of it, I emailed the editor and offered, here's what I could write regarding honeybees, and here's the perspective I would have as a new beekeeper. And they had me submit a sample blog post, and we worked on that so I could understand the style of post that they were interested in. And I've been blogging for them now for about 4 years, mm-hmm. With varying frequency. As things have become more busy here at the farm and at work, I've posted less, but I'm at a point where I'm going to be able to do more of that. I'm learning more about honeybees, so I have more topics to blog about. And they have been very nice to work with. I've met some great editors there and have actually had blog posts posted in a couple of their additional magazines and guides. So that's been really encouraging and fun to see.
Yeah. And I think that one of the things that's really fun when we go to the Mother Earth News Fair is to find a copy of an article that you have had published. And, you know, I tried to get a photo of that.
We use it, yes.
It's just so exciting to go. And now you've published a couple of books, but when you first started that, the very first one, it was so encouraging. It's like, okay, this is a gift that you have, that you knew you were supposed to do something with it, but really didn't know where to start.
And that really pushed me into that writing effort and career and gave me the encouragement and support to keep doing that. So this is an area that I really continue to develop and enjoy doing.
Yeah, and I think that that has really led you to do more blogging for us.
Yes.
And to write books. And also, then we were drawn to the Mother Earth News Fair, where we are learning skills to just continue to enhance and improve our business and the product that we can provide. And maybe also explore some of those other areas. When we started out, we started out with bees, so we had honey.
Right.
And then we created Beak Balm.
Yes.
So we had two products. And then we kind of started with some extra produce. So we just keep building. And we go to these sessions and learn how to make natural products and do things that we can use then to bring back here and share with our customers.
So it's been a lot of fun, in addition to learning and being encouraged with what we can do on a small farm. We have 5.5 acres, but we are working to maximize that land and what are options. And this has been a great resource for us to learn. And each of those magazines that comes out every month, like this afternoon, I'm going to go read. There's an article in the current Grit magazine that I'm anxious to read up on and learn more about how to build something. So we really just want to give a lot of credit to the Mother Earth News Fair and all the presenters and vendors there who have given us information that helps us build what we're doing.
Right.
And we've learned from them and come up with new ideas.
And one of the things that I think that is so cool about the Mother Earth News Fair is there's just a diverse group of people. You get people who really don't even know how to plant seeds. And then you get people that have a business, a thriving produce business, where they're making some really good money, living off a very small amount of land. And so you get everyone in between. So it's just, there's something for everyone that is interested in sustainability.
Yes.
And the environment, being self-sufficient. There's just so much good information available there.
There really is. So we would certainly encourage anyone who has the ability to get to one of these fairs, take advantage.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
No, you will love it. And if you can't do that, look up the magazines that they produce. And actually, there's a link at the bottom of our website where you can link through and subscribe to Mother Earth News. That is an affiliate link, so we would get a small amount if you do link through there and subscribe. But truly, it's worth it. Outside of that, it is truly worth your time in reading those. Attend a fair if you can. And over the next couple of weeks, we will be sharing more on this podcast about what we learned and our excitement and how we're going to apply that here on the farm.
There you have it. That's kind of really where we got our start and encouragement. You definitely got to start with your writing through the Mother
Earth News. Absolutely. That was super encouraging and supportive and launched where I started going.
Yeah. So within 4 years, you've gone from not writing consistently at all to writing very consistently, publishing 2 books, and being published in both Grit and Mother Earth News magazines. And I think that's something to be proud of.
Can I have a cowbell?
I think you should get some cowbell.
Yay! Thank you.
Okay. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.